I'm Lori.
And I'm Jeffrey.
And welcome to Southern Charm Magic, where we talk about the magic and the mishaps of planning your next Walt Disney World vacation.
And hopefully bring a little magic to wherever you are in the world.
We'll give you our honest opinions about what we think.
But always with just a little bit of Southern Charm. To y'all who come to this happy podcast, welcome back after a slight little break.
Yeah, we can't get our lives together, I don't think.
Well, to be fair, this is a Disney World oriented podcast, and we have not recorded because we both have been in Disney World.
Yeah.
And you twice as much as me.
Yes.
I don't like that.
I feel like I live there now.
So you got your annual pass in what month?
June.
And I had a prediction that if you got an annual pass, you would go to Disney like every day. Yeah. And so far, I do believe I'm correct.
Yeah, I've been, so I got it in June. I've been 3 times since I've gotten it.
Wow.
Yeah. And I have 3 more trips planned.
Our recording date for this, for future listeners, is November 1st. So essentially, in the past 4 months, let me just phrase it this way. Basically, Lori goes to Disney monthly.
Yes, that is true. I'm just not going in November. I have too much other things. I'm going on another trip in November. So I am going in December, January, and February, though. That's my next plan.
I don't think I knew about the November trip. You have a November trip? Is that new?
Not a Disney trip. Another non-Disney trip.
But everything else is Disney.
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, yes. That's amazing. So today's episode, y'all, we're going to talk about the news that we have missed since we last spoke, which is kind of a lot. And then we'll come back and kind of update y'all on our trips and what we experienced. So we have some advice that we may, or in some cases may not, share with you. So to be determined. The first bit is, I think, something to cover our news first. I think the first bit is something that's really helpful, and that's about dining reservations. I mean, Lori, as a travel agent, isn't dining reservations like the main, like one of the main things you help with? Like that's
it's the main thing. Yes. It's
is
main,
it really?
Yes. I mean, maybe some people don't care at all. You have the people that don't care at all about dining reservations at all, or you have ones that it'll ruin their entire trip if they don't get exactly what they want. So, I mean, there's no in between, and it is the hardest thing to do. Yes.
So now there's this new feature. Previously, whenever you wanted to book a dining reservation, you only saw 3 times available, like 8, 8:39, whatever the case may be. But now you can hit see more on the app.
See more. Mm-hmm.
And it'll give you like
7 more options or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. And I love that. So it's so previously, if they would show you the 3 times and you'd have to reselect your time, like, oh, well, now let me click on 9 o'clock and see what they have. Let me click on 10 o'clock and see what they have.
So I do feel like that it has, since this has started, the reservation system has lots of glitches in it recently.
Oh.
Yeah. Yikes. So hopefully they get that worked out, because it can be rather aggravating.
Oh, that's annoying. Yeah. So news from the Haunted Mansion. By the way, I finally watched the new Haunted Mansion movie, mm-hmm. and I really liked it. Did y'all watch that yet?
I didn't. Avery did, and I told you, she said that you were going to really like it.
Oh, I have no memory
of that conversation. You said you weren't going to watch it. You didn't care.
I have no memory of this conversation. Mm-hmm. It is, what the best way I can describe it is, a love letter to the Haunted Mansion and New Orleans. And I know you love New Orleans.
Yeah.
So I think you could watch it just for that reason alone.
Oh, I might watch it.
So,
is it on the app yet?
It is on Disney Plus.
I might watch it tonight. I'm by myself tonight.
All right. So Lori's going to watch Disney Plus. But speaking of the Haunted Mansion,
I can figure out how to log in.
Well, that's important.
Yeah.
Got to work on that. But hook it up to the TV. Highly recommend it.
Yeah.
But apparently the gargoyles in the stretching room talk now. That's news to me.
So I just was there last week, and either I didn't pay attention or I didn't notice. I don't know. I don't know what they're talking about. It's the same man talking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to go check my sources. Apparently the gargoyles are like whispering to each other. Because I think the knights used to whisper to each other. Or I'm thinking of the knights in Be Our Guest restaurant that would whisper to each other. So
I just didn't pay attention. I'll have to do it again.
So after that, so we know that the Star Wars Cruiser Hotel closed.
Closed. They closed.
They closed. And the thing is, like, I'm trying to figure this out, Lori. The financials came out about it, and Disney lost $250 million on it. And I can't process that.
I
I'm
need
trying.
that. That's a lot of money.
A lot of money. A lot of money. And because the hotel only had 100 rooms. So do the math on that. But that's a lot of money
Golly.
for that. So I think they're gonna have to do something else with that. We're gonna
Yeah,
keep
I just wish they'd tell us.
have to keep tabs on that.
Yeah.
But there is over at Magic Kingdom, there is a new character meeting. Did you get to see her?
I did not.
Oh.
We didn't do a lot of characters. Avery did not want to do a lot of characters this time. We did none at the party. Yeah. So I didn't see her.
So we're talking about Mirabelle Madrigal from Encanto. And so I actually got to see her. I did not meet her, but she waved at me, and I have that on
Oh, yeah.
film.
I saw that.
So I have to post that for y'all. So Mirabelle is meeting and greeting, and it's a cool little background that she has. It's right where Merida used to meet, by the castle, right by Merida. Park and trams are back. Where are park and trams back at,
Yeah,
Lori?
Hollywood and Epcot. I saw the ones in Hollywood. I didn't go to the part of Epcot, but I did see the ones in Hollywood.
Okay, so that's a big deal to people. That
That's a
made all
big
the
that.
Disney news. I don't.
Listen, that is a big deal. That's a
Is
big
it?
deal. I parked. You know, I told you last time, me and Parker went and drove to Hollywood Studios, and I parked there, and I was done by the time I got into the park because of the walk with
So
a
you did not
stroller.
take the tram.
No, because that wasn't available. This was back in June. It
Oh,
wasn't.
pre tram.
Yeah, so I need that parking tram. I need it.
I think I've used one once in my
I've never
memory.
used one either, but people with babies and strollers and all that stuff, they need it.
Okay, noted. So we're going to switch to a big topic. It's not necessarily Disney World related, but I want to talk about it because it actually turned out to be Disney World related. And
Yeah.
that is the Disney Treasure, Disney's
Yeah.
newest cruise ship, which is not on the sea yet, but they've announced all the details for it.
Yes.
Lori, I've only done one Disney cruise. Absolutely want to go back, but I'm not real. It's not my main thing, so
Right.
I haven't followed. I could not have been less excited before this announcement,
Yeah.
and now after the announcement, I could not be more excited.
Yeah, I think I would do this one.
This is so it's so they announced this new Disney Treasure, and basically, they're kind of making it like a theme park at sea.
Yeah.
Which is not normally what the cruise ships are. Normally, it's Disney themed, but not Disney World themed.
Right.
And we are seeing absolutely all kinds of Disney World stuff in there. So tell people what the new ship's going to have.
It's going to have new pubs, like the bar rooms, with themes of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Do you remember that when it was in Magic Kingdom?
That is one of my favorite memories
Me too.
ever of
Me too.
childhood.
Me
I
too. My
miss that
childhood.
ride so
Me too.
much.
Did you ride it in Disneyland?
Well, in Disneyland, I went in recent years, and now it's
Oh,
Nemo.
yeah.
So the ride system is still there, so you still go in the
Oh, I don't remember.
submarine.
I thought it was that whenever I went, but maybe not.
And so yeah, it's Nemo, but let me just tell you, as an adult, and I don't know when I became claustrophobic, but
Yeah, yeah,
it's a whole different
yeah.
experience as an adult. But the nostalgia and the thing, because you really
Right.
go in a real submarine
Right.
under the water. I mean,
Yeah.
you it's not fake water, it's
Yeah.
real water,
Yeah.
and you're in a
Yeah. It's,
steel tub.
yes,
But
steel.
amazing memories growing up
Same.
in Disney World with that ride.
Yeah. So that's going to be a theme of one of their pubs. I think that's going to be really neat and interesting. I think they'll do really well with that, and make it cool. And then the Jungle Cruise theme. So that's an all-time fave of a lot of people that go to Disney World. So I think that'll be a huge hit. I mean, especially if they have the funny. Like the skippers, I bet they will have that in there.
I mean, Jungle
I
Cruise is
don't
a
know.
whole
That's
cult
what I'm
following.
thinking. Huh.
I would think. I mean, it's a whole
Yeah, I
people
mean
love
it's
Jungle
the
Cruise.
hardest job to get in Magic Kingdom.
Is it really? Ooh, that's kind of a dream job for me.
Yeah, with your jokes.
I mean, my favorite go-to thing is over here is a monarch butterfly. Its
Yeah.
wingspan ranges from 1 foot to a whopping 12
Yeah.
inches. So, yeah, I can do the whole thing.
Yeah,
I
so
can
I
do the
think
whole thing.
that's really neat. I think that those two things are really going to be a hit, hopefully.
And you saw what else while we're talking about it? I think I have it later in my list. You saw it in another bar. is going to be themed too.
Yeah, it's something that I like, right?
It is once again the Haunted Mansion.
Oh, yeah. I
And
forgot. That was.
they released a new special video just yesterday talking about behind the scenes and filming some of the drinks they're doing.
Oh.
And they have like this little fog machine gun. They're using like
Oh.
the machines, the drinks fog up. Oh,
That looks cool.
it's gonna be insane. I can't imagine the line. I don't know how they do lines or reservations for it at sea, because like you
It's
don't want to get
probably
on
going to
that
be a,
boat and not
it'll
get
be,
on it.
yeah, it'll be a disaster for a little while.
Yeah, I think we're gonna have to figure out how to get on there though.
Yeah.
All
I
right.
don't know
And
why they haven't made us a like invite us as influencers yet. I don't know why.
one day, y'all,
I mean,
one
can y'all
day,
call them and tell them, please?
Disney, if you're out there listening to us,
We want to get cool things like we see people all over social media get,
we're
okay?
here. We're here. Next time the boat comes into New Orleans, you need your Louisiana people.
Yep.
We are here for it. So
We
let's
could have
talk.
helped with y'all's food choices for Tiana stuff.
Tiana stuff at Disneyland that
Yeah.
opened. Yeah, but they need us.
Yeah, they need us.
So tell us about the rooms over there
Yeah,
on the
so all of this sounds really cool to me, and I need to figure out how to win the lottery or get invited to be an influencer. But they're gonna have Epcot themed funnel suite, which I'm thinking that's the big like
The tower.
the tower
Yeah.
thing with it's the royal suite or something on the Wish. But
Right.
Epcot themed, that's my life. I need to go to that. It fits 8 people.
Okay,
So
so we can split it. So,
I just want to stay in it by myself though.
oh, excuse me. Okay,
Yeah.
because like I know I don't know the price tag on it. I'm guessing
Yeah,
it's
I
a no
know.
for me.
I don't think we can afford it even if we split it. So
Okay, so we'll work on that. So Disney, if you just need us to preview it, to talk about it, we got you. We got you.
and you can talk about these Lion King suites because you'll be able to pronounce it all.
I think this is just fascinating. So what they have something called Royal Suites, but instead of princesses, they themed it to cats.
Yeah,
And
that's
I
really
don't mean
cool.
any cats, big cats from the Jungle Book and Aladdin, which are Bagheera, who is from the Jungle Book, and Raja, who is from Aladdin. And so these are themed to those these rooms are themed to those cats, which is so interesting
Yeah.
because we've never seen rooms
Them.
like that. We've never
Yeah.
seen these big cats featured. And also I think Jungle Book is overlooked a lot and stuff.
Yeah.
But they also have like more rooms coming. So they're gonna have 1,256 staterooms, and they're gonna have a lot of films from Aladdin, Pocahontas, Up, Encanto, The Lion King, and Luca. And so all those things are going to have be featured. I think Up is not featured a lot. Luca is not featured up a lot. Encanto is getting featured more nowadays. Pocahontas not featured a lot. So really diving into some deep dives or deeper dives in Disney. So just finishing up, they've got a lot of cool things coming to the ship. There's going to be a Coco themed restaurant. I think that'll be popular. Zootopia is going to be
Yeah.
on the high seas for the first time with a sweet shop and an ice cream shop. Two really overlooked characters. Hey Hey is going to have a cafe. Do you know what movie Hey Hey is from?
Nope.
That's Moana. That's the chicken
Oh yeah, I've
from
never seen
Moana.
it. Mm-mm.
And then Jade Cricket. Jade Cricket. I want to say that is the one from Mulan. And so they're going to
Oh.
have those. So a ton of new stuff on the Disney Treasure. Check it out. I think it's going to be a good experience. But turning into Disney World, the big Disney celebration was D23. They have a
Yeah.
D it's not the big expo gala they have in California every year. This is kind of
Yeah.
a more Walt Disney World based one. So many good things coming. So many good things coming
Yeah, I'm
confirmed
excited about
that we
this
have to
first one.
see. What's the first one we've got?
The Pirates of Caribbean Lounge and Adventureland. I really want to know. I'm curious of what that's going to be like.
And here's my thing. Now that we're saying that out loud, how is that not already a thing?
I don't know, because is it going to be a lounge that's going to sell alcohol? And if so, this might be their little way. I mean, I know they're selling in the sit-down restaurants there, but this might be their way into introducing it a little bit more than the sit-down. I don't know, because I don't know if they're going to have alcohol there, if it's just going to be a fun little place for everyone. I mean, is it going to be like the Oga's Cantina or whatever, or what? I don't know. So I
But
think that might, if it is, going to have alcohol. I think that's why it's not a thing yet, because they're finally going to trickle their way into dabbing in that territory.
I think so too, but with Pirates of the Caribbean being so themed to rum, you know, that's Jack Sparrow's thing. Why is the rum gone? It fits. That's the thing. Right. It's not, I don't find that to be forced. I find a lounge, tavern, I think it's going to work.
Are they going to put it in the old Pirates League, I wonder?
That's the rumor I heard. I don't know if that's confirmed.
Put that back.
A lot of people want them to.
Yeah.
So we'll see if they do. I thought they may convert some of Tortuga Tavern to it.
Yeah. Yeah. That backside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that makes sense too.
Yeah.
So they're finally, I think any day now we're having a new resident in the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
Right?
The Hatbox Ghost.
Okay. So if you watch the Haunted Mansion movie tonight, mm-hmm. you will learn all about the Hatbox Ghost. I'll put it that way. No spoilers.
Okay.
But it's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. Yeah. All right. So what do you think about what's happening with the Country Bears?
I don't know.
So tell people what's happening with the Country Bears.
They're getting a new act. Like, they're going to have new Disney songs.
Mm-hmm.
Disney songs. With Nashville artists. I didn't even hear that part.
You didn't? Yeah, they've been...
I want to know who. This is
exactly.
Exactly. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's the thing. They're having Nashville professionals. They're releasing photos. I'll have to try and find them for you.
Freaking out about it changing, because this is an all-time family, like, this is my kid's favorite thing.
Is it really?
Yeah, when they were little.
Oh.
I don't know why. So with Nashville artists, I'll really like that. Okay.
I am not the biggest Country Bear fan. I know that's kind of sacrilege for a Disney fan, but it's just not, it was never our thing growing up. And I think I just don't have that emotional connection with it.
Yeah.
But I think this is going to give it, you know, anytime they change something in Disney, it gets really popular, really crowded. This is going to give it a breath of fresh air.
I agree.
Yeah. And so, then over at Epcot, my gosh, Lori, how long has Epcot been under construction?
A long time.
Was
it before COVID happened?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I want to say like 2018.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Last time you stood in front of the fountain.
I feel like it was just yesterday, but I don't know.
Really? Yeah. Oh, no. It's been forever. So it's supposed to, everything's supposed to open in December.
Yeah,
I don't know I don't know what's happening in December besides your trip number 8,902.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be before I go.
Bitter,
yeah.
Not bitter. But there
I'm
is
trying to get you to go.
I actually did try to go. But there's a new character meet and greet over there. Who can we meet over there?
Yeah, Moana, around her new area, the Journey of Water, which I did see this last trip.
Oh, did you? How was that?
It was okay. Okay.
It's just a little thing, right?
Yeah, just a little picture thing and
okay. The
walkthrough. But so I think that'll be cool with her in there.
While we're talking about meeting characters, and I think we need to save that for your trip report. I think we need to save it for the trip because I have questions.
Okay.
But a big thing that's coming to Epcot that I have a lot of mixed feelings on is they're finally getting a new nighttime show, Luminous.
Yeah.
So they're going to get Luminous. We don't know anything about it.
No, nothing.
We know nothing about it.
Nothing.
It's coming. But Lori, I'm going to have to turn this over to you. Your favorite Epcot attraction.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Test Track by Chevrolet is being reimagined. And I can't imagine what they're going to do to it.
Did you see the picture?
No, I don't want to look at it.
It's weird. You're not going to see much. Like, the car just looks different. And there's like a tree in the background. And it's like, okay. I don't know.
A tree.
There's a tree in the background. It looks like they're in the forest or something.
What? Oh.
Right. So I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening. So the main new construction coming here to Disney, the big announcement that everyone's kind of focused on is at Animal Kingdom. And I firmly believe Animal Kingdom needs to be expanded and updated because that is a half-day park. I will say it now. I will say it again. It is, to me, a half day park or a park that I only need to spend
a half day park for sure. But I am becoming a better. It is getting better to me. I'm learning different things to do. I do like to chill in that park. How about that?
It is. It can be a good place to chill.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more to
And I
discover
do,
there.
I'm scared that this new expansion and different stuff is going to make it crazy.
So I want to say something about that. Well, let's say what's about what's coming, and then I'm going to redouble,
Okay.
circle back to expansion. So at the Tree of Life, they have a Bug's Life where you, no spoiler alert,
Yeah.
get attacked by various bugs,
Yeah.
literally. That is going to be transformed into Zootopia. So there's going to be a 3D movie of Zootopia in the Tree of Life.
Yeah.
So there's that. And then what they're doing to Dinoland, the dinosaurs are sadly once again going extinct. And that
Yeah,
sounds.
but is the dinosaur ride gonna go extinct?
So that's the thing. They think what they said that Encanto and Indiana Jones are
Yeah.
coming to Dinoland. So did you do Indiana Jones in Disneyland? Okay, so in Disneyland, Indiana Jones is the same ride as Dinosaur, the same ride system, like the same vehicle, and they say it's the same track layout. Like you can take the blueprint for one. So what everyone is thinking is that Dinosaur, the ride, will be converted to Indiana Jones, and everything else, like the Dino Festival Circus type thing, is going to be converted to Encanto. That's so.
It
So on
doesn't
that note,
match, it makes
that's the
sense.
big news, huh?
It doesn't match
Yeah,
Encanto.
well, they said it's basically going to be like the Americas, like kind of South America. It's going to be that kind of vibe. And I think it will match. It's not going to match dinosaurs. So I think they have to get rid of all the dinosaurs. And I think it actually will vibe. But my point is that that's not an expansion. And I think a lot of people are calling it an expansion, but all they're doing is replacing stuff that already exists. And I think that part needs to be expanded. I think Hollywood Studios needs to be expanded. Again, this is
Yeah,
just
agree.
editorial, but I think they need more stuff to do, not different. So
Yeah.
at Guardians of the Galaxy, so Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind at Epcot, amazing ride. I love it, but it just replaced something. It didn't expand anything. It
Yeah.
replaced Ellen and Bill Nye. So that's the big stuff from D23. That's the big stuff coming in. Switching back to the hotels. Have you ever stayed at Fort Wilderness or Wilderness Lodge?
But I've used the boat service, but I thought this boot service is going to take you from Contemporary to.
I think it will. I think it will. I may have written that down wrong, but basically they're going to have boat service between Contemporary, Fort Wilderness, and Wilderness Lodge.
I mean, I've used the boat to get to Wilderness Lodge and to Fort Wilderness before, but not between Contemporary and, I don't
To
know,
everyone listening to us, please know there is a difference between Wilderness Lodge and Fort
the
Wilderness.
Wilderness. Yes.
Please keep that separate. Very vastly different resorts.
Very.
This is something near and dear to my heart, Lori. I don't know how much you feel about it and have not experienced this yet, but the condiment pumps are back at Cosmic Rays at Magic Kingdom.
I didn't realize that. I didn't eat there this time. I normally eat there every time.
I love the condiment pump because normally you just get like packets, like you'll get a ketchup packet or a mustard packet. Like, no, I want to pump as much as I want. I don't want to sit there for 10 hours and open my ketchup packets. And, I just know. So next is probably my favorite piece of news that I've heard. Lori, tell us about it.
Park hopping all day will be back in January.
I need a
Thank
minute to process that.
goodness.
Thank goodness, because I cannot, as we just said, I consider both Hollywood and Animal Kingdom to be half day parks. Again, that's just personal editorial. Like I'm just done around lunchtime. And being like, for lack of a better term, stuck there. Like I can't go to like Epcot Food and Wine is going on. I want to go to Epcot Food and Wine, but I can't go until 2 p.m. Like I'm just mm-mm. So I miss it. I miss it. I hope that reservations are going away next. They are not, to my knowledge, but I hope that is next on the
What
agenda.
is it?
The reservations. I hope
Well, they
park
are for
reservation.
everybody but us.
Everybody but annual pass holders. That's true, isn't it? Ugh. Speaking of tickets, they're gonna start costing y'all a little bit more. I don't have the amounts in front of me, but
No, and I can't remember them either.
just know that you're going to pay more for tickets, but you can park hop whenever you want. So now I would say, Lori, in my mind, if I'm planning, as anyone listening to this
Yes,
podcast,
I would
maybe
buy park hopper tickets
buy a park
again.
hop. That has always been my advice. for people, get a park hopper.
Yeah.
On an emotional note, not a personal emotional note, but did you watch that Disney 100?
You know, I don't watch things.
Okay, if you figure out how to log into Disney Plus,
yeah,
if you figure it out, you have to watch. It's five minutes. You won't get bored with it.
Okay.
It's not like some hour long special. It's literally, if you skip the opening credits and the end credits, it's like 4 or 5 minutes. Okay. But it is the coolest thing. It's a 100 year animated special to celebrate 100 years of Disney animation. This little special that's been on ABC and now Disney Plus. It is one of the most emotional things Disney has ever put out. If you don't know why, watch it. And then you'll be like, I know you're going to text me. You're like, I'm mad. And I'm crying.
Yeah.
You will be. Right. You will be. You'll be emotional. If not, we need to work on your Disney fandom. So that's your thing. And then the last bit of news we were covering, I like this announcement. I like this event. Have you ever done the after hours?
No, I'm not a late night person. So that's a waste of money for me.
Y'all, I love the after hours. So after hours is when the park is only open to certain people.
It's a ticketed event.
It's a ticketed event. You pay extra money to stay there late. And the theory is that the crowds are lower and you can do a lot more.
Yeah.
One thing I particularly like, you get all like the snacks. It's all the ice cream and soft drinks you want.
Yeah.
You can really load up on that and get your money's worth. Because I think that Lori and I have both found that the Halloween and Christmas parties tend to be a little more crowded.
Yeah.
I think Lori's going to talk about that in a minute. But, this gave me a heart attack when I first saw it, Lori. They said Enchantment was coming back.
Me too.
It got you too?
Yes.
Okay. It got me because I'm like, but it's just coming back. It's an addition to Happily Ever After because Enchantment was the fireworks that Disney brought in for the 50th and it was not working out.
So they're just going to do that after the park closes with their people for the after hours event.
Yes. So if you go, they say, if you go, you will get to see both. And I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
You get to see Happily Ever After and you can go watch Enchantment.
Right.
And all the fireworks you
as
want.
As long as you see Happily Ever After too.
I'm good with that. So that's a ton of news. That is a ton of news we just covered. So we are going to take a break and then we're going to be right back with our trips.
Okay.
And we're back. Lori, how many trips have you been on since we last recorded?
I think two more because I had already went on my June trip. So two more.
So you went in September and October?
Yes.
So I missed you I was there in the middle of September. I missed you by like a week.
Yeah, because I came home. I was there Labor Day week.
Okay. So comparing the two trips, it's been a while since I've been in October. I'm trying to think my last October trip, but compare the two, September versus October. Do you have a preference?
Absolutely September.
Okay. So
I'll
September.
Never, ever go back in October.
And I'm going to say, and so I was there in September as well. I'm telling y'all what, September is my favorite month to go.
Yeah. Bar it's none, absolutely my favorite now.
It's because it's the combination of both food and wine festival going on and Mickey's Halloween party.
Yeah.
I didn't get to do Mickey's Halloween party this year. It didn't work out with my schedule. And one night it got rained out.
Yeah.
Very sad. But where did you stay for both trips?
In September, I stayed at the yacht club, which I had stayed at in June.
Okay.
We stayed at the yacht club. It was an adults only trip this time.
Oh.
And we stayed. Yeah. We stayed at yacht club, both of us.
I remember the day. I think our listeners have heard me tell you this before. I remember the day when Lori told me she didn't want to stay anywhere near Crescent Lake, which is the lake where Boardwalk and Beach Club and Yacht Club
And now
is.
I cry when I don't stay there.
Isn't it the best?
It is absolutely the best. The best.
Let me tell y'all my story about Beach Club. So Beach Club is next to Yacht Club, but Beach Club
I'm staying there in January, Beach Club.
It's very fun. But one of the funniest things I ever saw was somebody take a tray of food from Epcot. I don't even know if they're allowed to do this anymore, but they had a tray of food like from, I don't know what country it was, maybe England, because that's over there, England or France, and carry it to their hotel room. Like they were clearly coming from Epcot. They were like, I'm taking my food to go. I don't want to eat it in the park. I'm going to eat it in my room. That is how close it is for those not familiar with the layout.
It is so close. It's just incredible. Like everything about it is incredible.
Real, I mean, as you know, in your family, location is everything.
Yes, I mean,
And Beach Club is
because
fantastic.
so I stayed there in September and then I had my October trip, which I planned that like a month, like literally, I think the week I was there in September, my daughter begged to go. She had a fall break. We squeezed it in. And I was like, well, it's going to be a really quick 2 day trip, 2 nights, 3 day trip. So, okay, I've never stayed at Art of Animation. That was the last value resort to check off my list. While it was very cute, I loved the theming. It was really well done. Nope, it was value. And going from deluxe to value will make you crazy. Crazy.
You know, what Lori is saying sounds maybe awful, but as
Yeah.
someone who once did a trip staying part time at Saratoga and then transferring to Pop,
Yes.
and that was Pop before the refurbishment, there are different levels at Disney. They are called value, for a reason.
Yeah.
They're called deluxe for a reason. They're called moderate for a reason. And, usually it's location, to be
It's
completely
just a
honest with you.
location. The main thing about it for me, if Art of Animation was around in where the Beach and Yacht Club, I wouldn't have a problem staying there. Like, it literally is a very well done resort. The food court, like for families, I feel like I want to tell everybody with kids 10 and under to stay there because it is so well done. But the location for me now going to Disney World, as much as I do, I feel like I can only say deluxe. I'm sorry. Like, I want to be next to the park so I can go do what I want to go do and then go back to my room easily. Like, I want to get back to my room is easily. I want to go to the little bars in the deluxe resorts. Like, that's my favorite thing to do. So now that I'm old without kids, a value resort will never be for me. I will never. I mean, this is so bougie. Like, but I work to pay for this and I can't say value again. I can't, but I will recommend it for families. Like, it was fabulous. Avery loved it. She loved it. She was like, I like this so much better than your club. Like, she loved it. She loved the food court, like, because their food courts in those value resorts, they are much better for kids than the deluxe. Like, the yacht club food court, we never ate at once. But I love my deluxe resorts, I'm not gonna lie.
So, I mean, the thing is, the deluxe resorts don't even have a food court like you see in the
No,
value resorts.
no,
So
no.
the deluxe resorts have like a, maybe a food market, a quick service like market, like you see
Yeah.
at Beach Club. And you go to the value resorts like the All Stars or Pop or Art of Animation, and
Yeah.
it's a traditional food court, more like a
Yeah.
mall with a lot of
Yeah.
different food options and with seating for hundreds of people.
Right.
And there are no sit-down restaurants. No sit-down
Don't sit
restaurants at the
down.
value resorts. There
No.
are one, the moderate resorts each have
Yeah.
one,
Yeah.
I believe. And so I think I'm right on that.
Well, Coronado
And
has a
Coronado
few.
has multiple. Yeah, good call. So it's what area were y'all in at Pop at Art of Animation?
The Little Mermaid rooms, which is the original, which are just like the Pop Century rooms. The buildings are exactly the same, which was very, very cute theme. Like, seriously, I want Parker to go that back there and stay there. Like, she needs to stay there. I think that all kids 10 and under, and I have some clients that will only stay there. And I tried, I'm like, it is cheaper for you to stay at this moderate resort. She was like, nope, our daughters like it. And I see why. Like, after going there, I see why. It is a beautiful, like, it's so Disney. It is so Disney. Carson and his friend were there the same time we were. And they got upgraded from a Little Mermaid room to the Cars, or no, the Lion King suite. And it was pretty, like, it's so awesome. Like, the theming is amazing. If it wouldn't be for anywhere, I mean, the Skyliner makes it a little bit better, but the line to that Skyliner, I can't do it. I say bye-bye and I go to Uber.
I've got something to say about that, the Skyliner line, but
But I will tell you, it is fabulous for families. Fabulous. You can't go wrong. Like, it's for the price point to stay with more than two kids, like for those suites, you can't go wrong. But I like my deluxe. So, yes, I like the Crescent Lake.
we're talking about the location of Art of Animation. Art of Animation is right across It's basically right next to Pop Century. It's the same Skyliner station. So that's what we're talking about for location. So the only way you can get to Epcot and Hollywood is the Skyliner, unless there's inclement weather and you have to take a bus. And then you have to take a bus to Animal Kingdom and Magic Kingdom. But Art of Animation, it's different than Pop. It's a similar layout, but you know, whereas Pop Century kind of has objects like the Rubik's Cube and whatever else, Art of Animation focuses on Disney stuff. So I've never stayed there, but I've walked around it, and you're right. The theming is so well done. It's
It's
vintage
so well,
Disney. And the theme options are, I think it's Lion King, Cars, Little Mermaid, and Finding Nemo. Yeah. So I think you can request those when you book, right?
At certain levels of, like, I think the cars might be the most expensive, and then
Really?
Nemo or the Lion King is cheaper, the cheapest just because they're further away from the Skyliner and then the other stuff. And the Little Mermaid rooms are like way far away from the front, like that in the Skyliner, like you have to walk a million miles. So that was a huge thing for us too. Even though I think a lot of the resorts, that's the case, but like I said, it is amazing for families. Like I will forever tell people, hey, pay the extra couple hundred dollars if you're gonna save value, stay there.
I
And
love that.
I could have rode the Skyliner to the places that I like around the boardwalk, but the day that I was gonna do it, the line was too long, and I said no, so we got an Uber.
So my experience there, so to tie into my experience from my September trip, so I went to Disney. It was kind of a spin-off trip because I went to 90s Con in Tampa. And this is a Disney podcast, so I don't want to get too far into that. The Disney tie-in, so you go to 90s Con to meet different celebrities from the 90s. I got to meet the voice of Aladdin, and so who played a character in Full House. He was Steve in Full House as the voice of
Forgot.
Aladdin. And so they so I did that. But the point is that my new favorite trick, Lori, I never thought I would say this, and it's one I got from Danielle. Danielle, if you're listening, took your advice. Well, I had to in this case, is renting a car in Disney. It's flying to Disney and then renting a car. Let me just tell you, I actually really, really enjoyed that. I really loved having a car there. I'm someone who almost exclusively relies on Disney transportation, whether that be bus or monorail, Skyliner, or whatever. But having a car, so what happened for me, the reason I bring that up now with the Skyliner is when I was on my Hollywood Studios day, I was going to meet my friend Olivia. She was there with her family. And Olivia will leave you quick. She has been on our show before. Go listen to her episode about going to Disney with young kids. But she will leave you quick if you're not there on time. And that Skyliner line was from the Skyliner to the lobby of Pop Century.
Yeah, that's how it was,
And
right?
that's what it was for y'all. And when I tell you, I could not believe it, because here's the thing about that. The Skyliner is great. I love the Skyliner. I love the Skyliner. I think it's great. But going from Pop to Hollywood or Epcot, you have to go and transfer at Caribbean
So you
Beach.
have to get on another line, get in another line.
So you go through that entire line to ride the Skyliner, then get off the Skyliner, get in a whole other line. And so I was like, there's no way. There's no way. And so I was so excited. I was like, you know what? I have a car in the parking lot. And I drove and parked so close. I
At
parked
Hollywood
so close to the
Studios?
gate. I did. It was so close. I was there, like, you know, before the park opened.
Oh,
I was there at Rope
okay.
Drop. You know, so I rope dropped it, and I got this great spot. And it was
That's
just,
good.
I highly recommend it. So it was getting the car. So Magic and Mishaps, Magic and Mishaps. I had a lot of problems getting the car. It was an hour wait to get my car. I
Preparing you
ran
for
into
that
problems.
Skyliner line.
It was like the Skyliner line, and it was a lot of, I missed my Ohana reservation. So word to the wise, do not try to book a reservation coming from the airport when you don't have your transportation finalized. I mean, I had it finalized, but it wasn't available. I had to wait for it. And so I missed my Ohana reservation, but with a little help of Disney Magic, I was able to rebook it the next day because I
Oh,
didn't book
good.
my Ohana. So it was, but September, September is just a good month to go.
It is. It's still hot, still very, very
Yes.
hot. But when you take breaks and stuff like we did, it's very doable.
Tell me about your October trip, because I really want you to tell people about you and Avery's costume.
Oh yeah. So, well, the costume that lasted 25 minutes. First of all, we
Oh,
had some mishaps on that.
did y'all?
I have a teenage daughter, and if anybody is raising teenagers, you know that it is not the easiest thing you've ever done in your life. And I'm a early planner packer, and I started packing 2 weeks like I always do. And I'm like, Avery, tell me what you need for your costume. Tell me what you want to pack. Help me pack. Well, just like a normal teenage fashion, she just blew me off and was like, oh, whatever, get whatever, put whatever. So I did. Well, the day of the party comes and she was like, did you pack my gloves? Because we were the Princess Diaries. What's the girl's name? I don't know it.
You don't
Amelia.
know it,
No.
Amelia Mignonette, the Thermopolis Redinaldi, Princess of
Yes.
Genovia.
So we were. I was the version in the schoolgirl version before she became princess, and
Okay.
Avery was the princess her.
Oh, I love
So
that.
she was supposed to bring gloves. She was supposed to have gloves.
Oh, for the iconic
Yes.
movie poster. It was a
Yes.
movie poster look, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
In the finale, yeah.
So we got in a fight about it, and she was like, it bummed her out. She didn't want to go anymore because that's what teenagers do. And, I'm like, we paid a lot of money for this, Avery.
She didn't want to go to the party.
And she paid for her own ticket.
Did
I'm gonna
she
tell you that.
really? He made her
She did.
pay
She
for her
won,
own
but
ticket.
that's okay. That's what Aaron said too. But she asked to go to
Oh.
Disney. We paid for her annual pass. Like we paid for a lot of stuff. I'm like, look, if you want to go to the party, I'll pay for the flight, pay for the hotel. You're gonna have to pay for the party. So,
Okay.
she paid for the party. So she was just so aggravated. So we go. I said, let me look at an Uber. So I looked at an Uber to go to Party City, and it was
Y'all did
like
not.
30 minutes away, 20, 30 minutes away with traffic. We go to Party City.
Y'all did not. Y'all did
We
it?
get
Y'all took the Uber to
the
park.
Uber, and I
Oh.
wasn't like my bougie husband where he always gets black car Uber. I was like,
Yeah.
let me get the cheap Uber because it was kind of expensive, even though it wasn't the thing. We get the Uber. I think the car was about to blow up.
Oh, no.
I was nervous. I started freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, the guy was sketchy. And it was so sketchy. I don't even want to talk about him. I was just like, okay, so we get to Party City. It was so crowded because it was the weekend before Halloween. Or no, I don't know. I guess people have parties. It was so crowded. It was a nice Party City.
Okay.
We get them. So then I get the Uber on the way back. It was like $75 round trip just to go get gloves. Okay, whatever. So we get in line to the bus because I made the Uber bring us back to our hotel because it's so hard to get an Uber to Magic Kingdom.
Right.
And I didn't want to go through all that with everybody going to the party.
Right.
So we get to the party. That costume, I don't know if anybody ever wears wigs, and I had the funky brown hair wig because if anybody knows, I am a bleached blonde, bleach blonde hair. So I couldn't pass off as her without getting a wig. So that wig, within 20 minutes, I was so hot. I had a headache. Avery was over all the stuff. We literally took pictures and went and spent $200 on more clothes to change into.
Y'all did not.
Yes, we did.
$200.
$200 because
Y'all did not.
I mean, she had to get pants because she had a dress on. So she had to get pants and a sweatshirt, which literally
Wait, was
is,
it cold?
well, no, but she wanted a sweatshirt. So she
Okay.
wanted a sweatshirt to bring. No, she sweated to death with that on. No, I just got a thin shirt and I just put it on over what I had. Like I took it. So then I carried around the costumes. It was just a disaster. The whole party was a disaster for us. We went trick-or-treating. She rode Space Mountain because I was not riding it in the complete pitch black. We did a couple more things. We did not do any of the character meet and greets. We did a couple more rides, and then we sat down for the fireworks, the fireworks and the second parade. I missed half the fireworks because we hadn't eaten yet because I just figured we'd get something to eat at Casey's right before the fireworks started. Well,
Oh,
I got in a line at
yeah.
Casey's where that side of the restaurant broke. So
Oh.
the man in front of me waiting, His other friends waited in the other lines. They were done eating and we still hadn't gotten our food.
Oh.
So I missed half the fireworks. So that was a bummer. And then we sat down for the parade. And it just was like, I feel like people are different at these parties. I guess because everybody's stressing to get everything done that they want to get done. Like when we were sitting, we've been sitting for a good 35 minutes. And Avery was tired. We were tired because the parade's at 11:15 at night. Well, all of a sudden, I heard this girl behind Avery saying, "Can you get off her?" Well, apparently this other lady had been stepping on Avery, and Avery is very timid and is not going to say anything. Well,
Uh-oh.
literally, she was stepping on Avery's, like on her leg, and
Oh my gosh.
the lady next to her noticed it, and the lady got in a fight with the other lady over my child. Like, I didn't even know what was going on. I'm like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. They had to come. Like, it was just terrible.
That
But
is terrible. Poor Avery.
we're glad that the lady did it, but Avery was just not going to say anything to me or that lady. Like, but that other lady and her mom, that they were together, they noticed it and they took up for
Well,
Avery. I'm like, well, thank you, but
because
this was
well, you would have got a lifetime ban from Disney had you
it.
seen
Nah, I mean, I would have just moved. I learned not, I'm not getting banned from Disney, but
it.
the party just was not like, it was hot. It was so crowded. Like, I remember going to parties, but I've been to parties multiple times when my kids were little, and it's just not the same anymore to me. It is, they are so super crowded. Like I said, people are not the same. They're not like, they're mad at everybody. They're being mean to cast members all over the place. It's just a mess. And I think they need to go back down on the capacity and how many tickets they sell. I don't know. It's just, it wasn't for me.
So what I did last year, and I think you're right, it's crowded and there's so much to do at the parties
Yes.
because they have the parade, which runs twice.
Yes.
There's the fireworks show. There's the Hocus Pocus party.
Yeah.
And then there's special meet and greets. There's trick or treat. And then some of the
Yeah.
rides have special editions. Like
Yeah.
you were saying, Space Mountain's all in black. So what I did last year, I went twice. It's a lot of money, but
Yeah.
so be it. And so I went twice. And I think maybe that it's this kind of frenetic. We need to do it all. We have to try to do it all.
Right. I mean, because people pay a lot of money for it, they want it all done.
And you cannot. You just can't
No.
do it all. And that's my
No.
advice to you. Pick what you want to do. You know, okay, I want to see the parade, the fireworks, and the show, which is normally the big three that I want to do. Do that, and everything else on that is just extra.
That's what we wanted to do, but our whole plan went out the window when she, again, I went with a teenager and her mood just went out of the window when her costume malfunctions happened. She had a few more we're not going to talk about on the air, but I think her mood was just done and over. We were extremely tired. That's another thing. I don't know how people do such short trips. We flew out Saturday morning at 5:30 a.m. We went straight to our hotel, straight to Hollywood Studios. Then we went to Magic Kingdom that night. Then
That
Sunday.
it.
Yeah. So when you fly out that early, so we did that. And then Sunday before the party, we went and met Bridget and Amelia and all them. We had a great day at Animal Kingdom. Well, then we had to go back and start getting ready for the party. So already we had such a long day Saturday, Sunday, and then by the time the party came, was completely done. I was so done. And then Monday we went to Epcot, and I didn't even do, literally we rode Gardens of the Galaxy. I rode that.
You rode that? You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I
Okay.
waited. Yeah, I rode
How,
it.
what do you think?
So I still don't, I'm still unsure what I think.
Okay.
I was freaking out about it. I mean, obviously.
Yeah. After the Space Mountain incident.
Yes. I just can't they had two guys, a couple in front of me, it's two guys. They were awesome. They were from England and they were like, "You're gonna love it. You're gonna love it." And I'm like, oh my God, this is, I don't know about it. And the entire ride, I was like freaking out, but not freaking out. I can't explain it because I can't explain what this ride even does. Like, it is crazy. I think I need to ride it again to
You
see
do.
how, but Avery said that we didn't spin as much as sometimes you spin more. So we were in the, of course, we're the in the front car, which
Right.
ends up being not the front car.
Right.
But it was just, I can't even explain it. Like, I can't explain what I thought about it because I don't even understand what in the world happened in it.
It's, well, you don't know Guardians of the Galaxy, right?
No, but I'm talking about the movement of the
Right.
ride.
Okay.
Like, you
Yeah.
were thrown all over the place. It's not normal.
It's high tech. You
It's
know,
it's neat. I mean, it is very, very neat. It's not as scary as I thought it was going to be. I was very nervous that I was going to get sick. That's what everybody talks about. That did not bother me at all. But the like the earth in there, like, it was all really cool. It's a very well done. I can't decide if I like it or if I was scared of it. I don't know.
Do it again. So there are six songs that you can get. So
yeah, and I
try it with
forgot
all.
I forgot which one we got too.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah.
Got to do all six songs. So.
But I did that ride and I went to France. That's the only thing we did. We met Figment.
That's what I wanted to ask about.
Yep.
How was
Yep.
meeting Figment? How long did y'all wait for that?
45 minutes because when we got
Wow.
to him, it might have been 30 minutes, either 30 or 45. When we got to him, he was on a break. So the line was, they only had like five people in line. And I was like, well, we might as well just wait here for 45 minutes instead of coming back and the line be 45 minutes long, you know? So we did that. We just sat down on the ground and waited for him to come out. It was very, we liked it a lot. Avery liked it a whole lot. I mean,
I don't know if I ever saw your pictures. Did you post any?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, can you send them to us for the page?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I might. She might not like them. You never know. I
Okay.
thought I posted them, but she might not like the picture.
Well, if Avery approves a picture,
Yeah.
send it to us.
Yeah, it was fun.
So you went on an adults-only trip in September and a teenager-oriented trip in October.
Yes.
And I want you to phrase this very carefully. I'm going to try to phrase it very carefully. Let's just put it this way. Do you think it is okay to do an adults only trip? And would you recommend it?
Oh, absolutely. It is so, you can just do a lot that you can't do with your kids. You could just chill, you know, like go have drinks only places, especially in Epcot. You feel like you can't do that with kids. I mean, my kids are older now. I absolutely can because they can do their own thing. I mean, Rhett doesn't even come anymore. He's so old.
Oh,
I know. But yes, it's definitely okay. If you can swing it, like I didn't do it when my kids were real little because I would have felt really bad. But as they got older, like the first time I did it, it was 2018. When I ran the Princess Half Marathon, I did it and my kids were still a little, I mean, Avery was still a little, and I felt terrible being there. And like by the third day, I was like, okay, I'm ready to come back with my kids. But now it's very hard going with teenagers too. So if you want a break, I think that if you can swing it, if you bring your kids once and then you go without them, but I wouldn't go when my kids are little and not like if I go a year and they couldn't go. The same year, I wouldn't do it, if that makes sense. Like, if
yeah.
you can bring your kids around the set, like that same year, but I wouldn't miss a year of bringing my kids there when they're still little, because I think all parents should be with their kids. Like, as they get older, then if they don't go for a year, then that's fine. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I think that makes sense to
yeah.
the parents out there.
Yeah, because
but
your kids get big fast and you want to spend every bit of time, and you really want to spend the magical time with them when they're little. So I wouldn't do it when they're little, no.
But what I think what Lori and I both agree with, like adults only trips are fun.
Oh gosh, they're so amazing. Like, my husband, who was not a Disney lover at all when we got together, this adult only trip we went on was for his birthday. Like, he chose to do this for his birthday. He would have, like, when we first got together, he said he was only going every 5 years. The dude is, he's going to be, when we go in February, he's going to be, have been four times in the last year and a half. And he
I
was
love
only going
that.
To go once every 5 years.
You converted him.
Yeah, I convert a lot of people.
I love it. Well, they have to go with you, right?
If they go with me, yes.
But you have to bring them. You have to bring
yes.
them and show them, because people who don't like it, I'm telling you, they haven't been with me.
Exactly. That's what I tell them. And I mean, Bridget, she loved, wish they had such a great time on the trip. Her and I are going back in January.
You have to plan though. I mean, it really is a balance of planning and flexibility. That's the
Yes.
bottom line. I tell people that all the time. You have to go in with a plan and you have to learn how to be flexible. It's a balance and you have a good time. But with the adults only trip, yes, lots of fun to be had.
Oh, lots of it. And it's not just the rides. Like, there's just so, we've talked about it in so many episodes. It's not just the rides. I found when I went on the adults only one in September, I found a new place that I really liked at the boardwalk, the Abracadabra Bar.
I've never been.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. Loved it. Of course, they have Vuv. So, it's a good chill. It's the little theming's awesome. I met a awesome cast member. I loved her. It's great. It's a great place. So, like, I like to just go chill. Like, I seriously could go to Disney and as an adult and stay in a deluxe resort and not go to the parks. I could go have fun.
Really?
Yes, I could go have fun. All kinds of like the restaurants and the places. I really, really think that I could go there and not go to a park.
You want to try that one day?
I mean, I don't know if I want to try. I could. I would.
For research, obviously.
Yeah.
That's an interesting theory. I know I couldn't. I will go without going to Disney Springs. I can tell you that
Yeah, I
much.
haven't been to Disney Springs and I couldn't tell you how long.
Yeah, I've not been in a bit. Even though there's a lot of fun
I'm
stuff to do
going
over
in
there.
December. We're go when I go with Cindy and WL, I make it a point because he's never been like to go. We're gonna eat at T Rex, I
Oh,
think.
good. Yeah.
And then to bring him to the world of Disney, you know, just for on our Animal Kingdom Day, obviously.
It's fun. I mean, I don't want to dog Disney Springs. There's a
No, but
lot
I
of
mean,
great restaurants, but no, I'm a theme park guy.
nah, I mean, I really, I mean, if there was like, if somebody had to say, okay, well, you can go to Disney and stay in the resorts only, or like, but not be able to go to the park, I'd be okay with that. How about that? I'd be
Interesting.
okay with it. I mean, I would I plan it? No, but if somebody said this is all you can do, I definitely could. Like, you know, if I lived in Florida and had the pass where some they got a lot of block out dates, like the holidays and weekends and stuff. Okay, I'd be fine just going to the resorts and have dinner, have a drink somewhere, because it's all the same food and stuff.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, you have a lot more trips planned.
Yep.
And sad news, I do not,
I know
but we're going to work on that real soon.
it.
So I just need to get some stuff straight on my end, and then hopefully I can join y'all, or if not, whenever I can find a reservation that works for me.
Yeah,
So
hopefully.
I think that is all from us for now. And hopefully you hear from us again before another 3 months.
Right.
Again, as always, we do have a lot of good ideas coming up, a lot of guests we need to welcome onto the show,
Yes.
some of which have demanded to be on there, but we'll have more
Yeah,
on that later.
I
But otherwise, we will see you next time.
thanks for joining us on today's episode of Southern Charm Magic.
Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram under the handles of Southern Charmed Magic. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Bye, y'all.